Please, let's lift up our two hands and one more time give thanks for being a partaker of the crossover night service tonight. Give him glory and praise. He kept you and I all through the year, and where we are, less than an hour to the new year. Give him thanks and glory and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. We thank you forever. We thank you all the days of our life. You are worthy of all adoration. You are worthy of all praise. Thank you for accepting our thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. I believe everyone will be crossing over into new realms. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall become the order of the life of everyone who believes. You will never require pity from anywhere anymore. You will never be seen as a liability anymore forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing guarantees a majestic ride in the kingdom like access to revelation. Ride on prosperously and in majesty because of truth and righteousness and meekness, and thy right hand will teach you deep things. Guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O Most High, and in thy majesty ride on prosperously. Walk in the light of the world and you walk in majesty. No grossness of darkness can challenge the authority of light. Light is forever more than a conqueror over the powers of darkness. And the entrance of his word, he gives light. I see you riding prosperously and in majesty. All through the new year you are entering into. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Please give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. We need a spiritual understanding of our birthright in Christ. And so tonight, I'll be sharing with us what I've captioned. Understanding your birthright of more than a conqueror in Christ. Understanding your birthright of more than a conqueror in Christ. It's not an ambition. It's not your ambition. It's not my ambition. It's our birthright in redemption. In Proverbs 21 and verse 16, the word says, the man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Shall remain in the congregation of the dead. So understanding is key to an outstanding life in the kingdom. What you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. You suffer for it. I pray that everyone's eyes of understanding will be enlightened tonight. Amen. To see and breathe. You're more than a conqueror's birthright in redemption. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. One, every child of God shares eternal life with God. When Jesus said to them, if you eat my bread, if you drink my blood, then you have everlasting life. They thought he was talking about natural life. When he said, you have no life in you. By the time he came down to let them know what kind of life he's talking about, he's talking about eternal life, the very God kind of life, the life that makes God to be God. Every child of a man shares the life of human beings with the parents. Every child of a dog shares the life of a dog with his dog parents. Everything by the law of procreation produces after his kind. So Jesus came to restore eternal life back to man, which was lost in the first Adam. And so Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So salvation releases eternal life to replace the human life in us. And God is eternally more than a conqueror over all life situations and circumstances. Eternally. Eternally. So if we share the same life with him, like a lion cub, share the same life with the lion parents. Don't toy with that as a sheep or a goat. It can be risky and destructive. You share God's kind of life with them. So whatever is possible with God is possible with you. More than a conqueror. Lift up your heads, he gave. Lift up your heads, said, I can't believe my coming. Nothing can block the way forward for you. When you operate in the consciousness of that truth, whatever opens up to God opens up to you. This is no sacrilege. Whatever opens to God opens the door to you. You and I share the same kind of life with God. If we believe that, whatever is possible with God is possible with you. With men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. For if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You put the two scriptures together, it's putting the believer in the class of God because they share the same life. Somebody's story is changing. We are sharing the reality of the past of the world to come. When we say we shall be like him. Now we are like him now, but we need a revelation to operate in that realm. We are like him now, but we need a revelation of that truth to operate in that realm. Therefore, in 2022, whatever can stop the way against God can stop the way against you. Jesus said, Philip, have I been with you for that long? I see you are asking me, where is the Father? Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. That will be your testimony in 2022. And he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Every child of God shares eternal life with God. That is a God kind of life. Which empowers us to be more than conquerors in the adventure of life. The last defeat you suffer is the last we ever know. The last defeat you suffer is the last we ever know. Now, let me tell you the more than conquerors, how Moses effectively operated in that realm. Exodus 7 verse 1. See, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. My God. As soon as Moses saw that, Pharaoh had no meaning. Pharaoh lost relevance in his capacity to hold them captive. As soon as he saw that, see, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. In the same way, he's made us a God to our world. When I started teaching that, my God, they almost stoned me. Psalm 82 and verse 5 to 7. So it's not being ambitious to say you're a human being when you're born of a man. It's natural. Praise God. They know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. They lost total control. They became victims of situations and circumstances. I have said, my God, ye are gods. And I mean all of you that are children of the Most High God. Did you see that? He said, but you shall die like men. As you don't know it, you don't want to hear it. They stop their ears. You don't want to hear. Are you more righteous than God? God said, I have said. No scriptures or any private interpretation. Holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I have said. And Jesus now referred to it to validate it. If he called them gods, John 10:35. Unto whom the word came. I'll say that I speak blasphemy that I am the Son of God. You haven't said nothing yet. These folks are coming. They will exceed where I stopped. The words that I do shall ye do also. And greater words than this shall ye do. Glory to God. Without a consciousness of your new status in redemption, you can't operate as more than a conqueror. You cannot. You will fear what they fear and fall the way they fall. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me. That's where your boldness comes on the altar of prayer. That's where your daring capacity is enhanced. when confronted. When battles mature, this is my statement, Satan, I'll show you now the son of who I am. He knows that the jungle has matured. When I say that the jungle has matured, I'm going to show you now the son of who I am. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, not children of God, the sons of God. And you are one of them.
Amen.
So if I have the life of God in me, whatever can't oppress God cannot oppress me. I have the life of God in me. I command everyone's eyes to be open to the reality of this mystery. It's a mystery. To the reality of this mystery. My prayer is that everyone's eyes will be opened to see the reality of this mystery and begin to operate in the consciousness of it. You never suffer defeat anymore. You never suffer defeat anymore. You never suffer defeat anymore. Number two, birthright in Christ is that every child of God is redeemed a light to his world. God is light. 1 John 1:5. Light begets like. Genesis 1:24-25. Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Light of life. And so, God dwells in you. John 14:10. God, the light, dwells in you. Jesus, the light of the world, dwells in you. So we are asked to walk as children of light. As children of light. We are not just sent to go and struggle. We are sent as light to this world of darkness. So we can dominate the powers of darkness and operate as more than a conqueror. When you turn on the light in your room, darkness flees without argument, without debate, without contention, without struggle. Just turn the light on, darkness bows automatically. There is no degree of darkness that can challenge the authority of light. The dominion of light over darkness, as I've said often and again, is instant, instant, and unquestionable. In John 16:35, the word says, John, please. 16:35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Walk while ye have the light. Every time light strikes, don't just embrace it. Commit yourself to walking in it. And darkness will continue to bow at your instance. No one's life shall be molested anymore by the powers of darkness. No one's life here shall be molested anymore by the powers of darkness. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. We live in a world of darkness. We're in a battle against the powers of darkness. And so we need to be conscious of our being redeemed as light to our world, so darkness can bow at our instance. We need to be conscious of our redemption as light to the world. Now the task is, he says, so let your light shine. We have that responsibility. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. How do we do that? By engaging the fuel of light, which is the Word of God. The entrance of His Word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. That is the oil in our lamp, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. So let your light shine. The five foolish virgins had no oil in their lamps, so they missed it. Let your light shine. Fuel your light with the Word. Fuel your light with the Word. It's your duty. It's my duty. Don't let the fire that illuminates your life go out. Arrange wood on it every morning to keep the bonfire high. We have that duty. When our light is kept shining, we begin to operate effectively as more than conquerors. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness be, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. The glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 61:3 and verse 8. It shall be said of them, who are these that fly as the clouds? You have changed level. And then verse 15, although you are forsaken and no one passed through you, but I will make you an eternal excellency. Amen. An authority. The joy of many generations. A little one among us by delight that we are and we have kept shining shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Well, the cheapest way to humiliate the powers of darkness is to live a word illuminated life. What do I call it?
Word.
To live a word. Look, the farther you are from the world, the more your light begins to burn low until it goes off. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. In the beginning was the Word. That Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness can't resist it. That's the true light that lighted or illuminates everyone that comes to the world. So it illuminates us to dominate our world. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So it's not just enough to know that we are redeemed as light to the world. We must know how to keep that light shining. It's by the Word that will keep the light that we are shining. No one's light will be turned to darkness here. Your light will not be turned to darkness. Your light will not be turned to darkness. Let me hear your loudest amen. We are looking at our birthright of more than a conqueror in Christ. Number three, every child of God is redeemed a sign and a wonder to his world. Which is God's natural realm. It's our realm for operating as more than a conqueror in this embattled world. You know, we wrestle. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places. There's a battle going on. But when Moses landed in Egypt, as a sign and a wonder, the 400 years of bondage was broken. God's word said, the wind blows where it listed and you can't tell where it's coming from, where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So everyone born of the Spirit is born as a sign and a wonder to his world. Isaiah 7:14, he said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bring bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. He's talking about Jesus. He came down here as a sign. And as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So we are on this earth as a sign. We are not expected to go through the natural things the world goes through. We're peculiar people, we're royal priesthood. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18 in prophecy said, I and the children whom the Lord has given to me, they are for signs and wonders from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. We are redeemed as signs and wonders to our world to operate in the realm of more than a conqueror as our natural realm. Every limitation on your path clears the way in 2022. Every limitation on your path clears the way for you in 2022. You shall not suffer the scourge of stagnation, the scourge of frustration, the scourge of failures. Signs and wonders makes you and me to live a weep not life. Weep not. Christ will tell them, weep not, my friend, we are here. Weep not. Weep not, we are here. The signs will always stop the tears. The signs will always stop the tears. They laughed into scorn, but Jairus never came back to life. The servant of the Lord of the synagogue came back to life. Why are you weeping, my friend? Stop that. Why are you making so much noise? Get out, my friend. And the dead was brought back to life. No more weeping in your life and your household. The days of your mourning are over. A man of signs and wonders is naturally in command of situations and circumstances. Naturally in command. That's what happens. Paul arrived on the stage as a sign and a wonder. The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang the Holy Ghost. When God just stepped in, he was in command. They asked you by me tonight and angel of the Lord and said, there shall be no loss. Therefore, wake up and eat bread. Eat bread. For I believe God, it shall be as you told me. Signs and wonders put you naturally in command. Put you and I naturally in command of situations of life. Naturally in command of the situations of life. Naturally in command of situations of life. Now, that's not your ambition. That's not your desire. That's not your crave. It's your birthright in redemption. You are redeemed as a sign and a wonder to the world. To be in command of all of life situations and circumstances. As more than a conqueror. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Paul was lost in the sea overnight. And he came out to his next assignment. Not to the hospital. They dragged him out of town for dead. And while they gathered wondering what to do, nobody could pray. He stood up and I said, what's the matter? What's our next assignment? Let's go. Came out by himself. He said, what to choose? I don't know whether to go or to stay. To go is more profitable for me. Amen. But to stay is more profitable for you. So I choose to stay. He was in command of death. Can I hear your loudest? Amen. The world is waiting for you to manifest your sonship. This coming year 2022, you will manifest full blast as a sign and a wonder to your world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What facilitates that again is the word. God was working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. So if you are word lazy, you can never operate in the realm of signs and wonders. Thou shalt take this rod, the word of God in your hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. It is the word we engage to provoke signs when challenged. It's the word we engage to provoke signs whenever we are challenged. It's the word we engage to provoke signs. Because what God confirms in signs and wonders is the word at work in you. The word you have found and you are engaging with, that's what he confirms as signs and wonders. Your story has changed. Grace to be a genuine word addict, craving for more light, day in, day out. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Now, number four. Oh, sorry, number five. Every child of God is seated in heavenly places in Christ, far above the realm where principalities and powers operate, which makes the believers more than conquerors. Far above. Ephesians 2, verse 6, is raised up together with them. Now, verse 5 talks about we who are dead in our trespasses. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ by grace, ye are saved. So he's talking about the saved. And has raised us together and made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places. And is located far above. First, Ephesians 1, 20, 21, 22. Far above all principalities and powers and dominion. And everything that is named not only in this world but in the world that is to come. And I say, I've made him to be the head of all things, over all things, for the church. For the church. So it took us there to position us for dominion over principalities and powers. Every arrow of the wicked that targets your life and your family from henceforth will be returning sevenfold back to source. Because you are seated far above, far above, far above, far above. When this light came through to my soul, 1979, I was privileged to represent one of my elder ones in a meeting. I was so charged with the fire. The fire of that world was burning hot in me. And I said, hey folks, how many of you are witches here? Stand to your feet. What an utter call. They all stood and said, what? Sit down, my friend. I'm not saying they call you a witch. You know they're a practicing witch. Stand to your feet. And they stood their mass. It was a colony of witches. Amen. With, you know, a sense of authority and superiority. I said, come, tell me what to do with the devil. One of them said, the one I invited said, when we want to suck blood, we go on the highway, we get on the highway, and cause any vehicle coming to somersault and suck the blood of the victims. without hesitation, I say, what when people like us are coming. So when we sense a higher power on the way, we clear up the highway. You know, instant. What God confirms is the word at work in you. What God confirms into signs and wonders is the word at work in you and I. If the word is not there, forget about waiting for miracles. You'll be wasting all your life. Forget about waiting for miracles. Put him in remembrance. Come on, let us speak together and I will justify you. So you remind him of his word. You engage the word that's at work in you. And then darkness bows. Principalities and powers bow. Your days of struggles are over. The year 2022 shall mark the end of your days of struggle. Over any issue of life. Can I hear your loudest amen? We all have heard that whatever is from above is above all. You are seated in heavenly places. You are from above here. And so you are ordained to be above all circumstances. John 3:31. You know, Jesus was so conscious of that. He said, you are from beneath, I am from above. John 8:23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. You are of the world, I am not of this world. We need to be conscious of this new status to operate effectively as more than conquerors. Again, your days of struggle are finally over. Your days of struggles are finally over. Your days of struggles are finally over. Here is a big bang. The Trinity dwells in the redeemed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit dwells in you and I. So, we are super powerhouses. God rules by his power forever, and he dwells in you. All powers in heaven and on earth may give it to Jesus, and he dwells in you and I. Now, so when you have brought the judgment, you don't have to bother about what to say. It is the spirit of your Father that speaks in you. The spirit of your Father. Matthew 10:20. Jesus said, John 14:10, my Father who dwells in me doeth the works. So the Father dwells in us as believers. I stand at the door and knock. If you open to me, I will come in. That's the call for salvation. And you have answered the call. So he has come into you to live in you. Now, Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ is in you. John 14:15-17. If you love me, you keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, which that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Shall be what? In you. Now, in John 7:37-39, he cried, saying, if any man thirst, in the last day of the feast, let him come. Out of his belly shall flow. out of him shall flow rivers of living water, and this spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost has not come on anybody yet, because Christ is not been glorified yet. So he's inside us. So God the Father inside you, God the Son inside you, God the Holy Ghost inside you. I mean, you are a super powerhouse. You are not available to be molested. You are not available to be molested. You are not vulnerable to harassment. The forces of behind creation and the universe dwells in you. Can I hear you loud this amen? All these fantastic provisions apply only to whosoever believes. It won't force it on you. It won't force it on me. It applies to only whosoever believes. So you have a bad right of more than a conqueror in redemption. Endeavor to engage with this truth, work in it, and you see how smooth, unbelievably smooth, and Christ is free, life becomes. Until the time appointed him to go, nobody could arrest Jesus. They held him like this in their hands, and they didn't know when he left. Amen. He passing through the midst of them, went his way. They say, ah, what happened? Did you see him? No. Nobody. Nobody. He said, whom seek ye, Jesus? They fell backward. Straight. Ever more than the conqueror. You know why? The Father dwells in him. Now watch. The Father dwells in you and me. Jesus dwells in you and me. The Holy Ghost dwells in you and me. So the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than this shall you do. Because I go to the Father. So I brought the Holy Ghost back to you. And myself, I brought you into you in the spirit realm. When it was with them, no storm could swallow them. Now it's in you. How can a storm swallow you? How can a storm swallow you? So every believer is God's super powerhouse to live a more than conqueror's lifestyle. So when you are praying, you pray with such confidence. When you're communicating with God, you communicate with all boldness. Things will start changing at a rate least imagined. That shall be your experience. You all know how relaxed we are in this ministry. We have a witness here. No heat has ever been generated from this altar since inception. No pressure. No prophetic pressure. Not putting people down. Necessary strength. On God be strength. Everything works.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything works by the hand of God. Not by anybody's key, power, or expertise. By the hand of God. The same shall be your experience from henceforth. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. This bad ride shall be made fully manifest in your life. So shall it be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And thank God for the unveiling of your bad ride of more than a conqueror. Thank God for the unveiling of your birthright of more than a conqueror. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everyone. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The taste of the pudding is in the eating, not in the watching. You can't tell how it tastes. You may tell how it smells, but you can't tell how it tastes until you eat it. Salvation is the most valuable asset of life. Its value transcends to eternity. You don't know what you are missing when you are not saved. You don't know what you are missing when you are not saved. Somebody I was pregnant for 3 years. 3 year pregnancy. At the feet washing service, weekday, discouraged her to come. But she came anyway. Labor started.
Yes.
As soon as her feet was washed, she would have died with that baby forever.
Yes.
You don't know what you are missing. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. You have to be an overcomer first before you can be more, become more than a conqueror. Because you are born again, you are not an overcomer. After you're born again, you walk into the light, you become more than a conqueror. You don't want the devil to mess up with your life anymore. You want to be saved. You want to say, Jesus, save my soul. I don't want to fake it, I want to experience it. Salvation is not an ideology, it's an experience. If any man make Christ a new creature, all things have passed away, all things have become new. I'm 52 years young in the faith today. Amen. My God, I'm having a real good time. I'm not faking it. I'm enjoying it. Okay, enough of that advert. You want to be saved? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. You want to be saved? Stand to your feet. Tonight, anywhere you may be around the world, you are viewing this service. You want to be saved? Stand to your feet. And I'll lead you in a short prayer right now, and we enter the prophetic entry into the year 2022. I want to be a partaker of that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, there are people that are disconnected from the tree of life. His name is Jesus. You can't sense the flow anymore. You need to reconnect back, which is what we call rededication. Because a broken branch is dead. It's only a matter of time. So wherever you are, you want to dedicate your life, please stand at the same time and I'll pray with you. Amen. Everybody standing at this time, please bow your heads. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Bow your heads, lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this simple prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I am born again. I am restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. By your grace, I will serve you to the end and make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. Stay covered all through your journey. You shall not miss your steps. You'll make heaven at the end of your journey in the name of Jesus Christ. No power of darkness will pull you back into darkness anymore. It's a brand new day for you in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Give the Lord a big hand for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we all rise to our feet? Please complete your forms. Pass them on. Amen. All nations shall see your righteousness And thou shalt be called a new name with the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt be a crown of glory and a royal diadem in the hand of our God. The Gentiles shall see thy glory. Isaiah 62 and verse 2. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. From those birthrights, God has named you a name. Praise God. Your birthright is a pointer to your name. What names do is to define one's destiny. Praise God. Your name shall no longer become Abraham, but Abraham, the father of nations, have made you. So by the spoken word, God has given you a name that you may perhaps have never known. You share my life with me, he says. Because I cannot be defeated, you cannot be defeated. Because I'm eternally more than a conqueror. You're eternally more than a conqueror. It's a name. I, God the Father, lives in you. The Son Jesus lives in you. The Holy Ghost lives in you. You are a super powerhouse.
Amen.
To dominate your world.
Amen.
As more than a conqueror.
Amen.
I send you as light to your world, the world of darkness, which must bow at your instance. And like you know, the dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. So you are sent as more than a conqueror. He's just naming you with those white rights. He's just naming you. He's just naming you. When our first son was born and I said, Jesus, what shall this child be named? It's another warrior has come.
Amen.
Another what?
Warrior has come.
The second day was born. You know, he names us to line us up. His agenda for our life. The name that God has named you today, no one will succeed to avert it. Therefore, in the name of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost, more than a conqueror becomes your new name. More than a conqueror becomes your new name. And more than a conqueror becomes your new name. Therefore, the year 2022 is a year of more than a conqueror. It will show in every area of your life. It will be your most pleasant year of surprises. It looks like Joseph was defeated and his vision dead. But it was on. It was on with God. It was on with God. It went worse as he got down to the prison. But it was on with God. God was present with him. Praise God. And suddenly, a day of multiple change of story came. The year 2022 shall be a year of multiple change of story. Before you recover from one, another one will come. Your word has come. He said, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people. Amen. Psalm 105, 17 to 22. Psalm 105 and verse 17 to 22. Psalm 105, please. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for his servant, and then whose feet were hot with fetters in the prison. He was laid in iron. And then until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent and loosed him. Your time of being loosed is finally here. Even the ruler of the people and made him go free. Now, he made him ruler over his house. He made him lord over his house and ruler over his substance. To bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. Everything just changed overnight. This is the year you have entered into. This new name shall fully answer in your life. New name shall fully answer in your life. This new name shall fully answer in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and begin to appropriate your new name. Begin to appropriate your new name. It's the mouth of the Lord that has named it. It's the mouth of the Lord that has named it. Welcome to 2022. Come on, give me a shout. Welcome. 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 Welcome, 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 welcome. Hallelujah. It's your season of new beginnings. Glory to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' precious name. Happy, happy new year to everyone. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations! Hallelujah! Would you help me congratulate your neighbors to your right and to your left? Congratulations! Congratulations! You'll be hearing that all through this great year in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let us praise him.
It's the dawning of a new day. The dawning of a